Calls me to order. We get a motion to reopen our, we're going to call it a special council meeting.
I shall move.
Second.
Motion second, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Welcome. Let's begin with the pledge allegiance, and Councilmember Howard will lead us in that.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't you think you deserve it? All right, first order of business is to consider resolution 18-06. Mr. Dixon.
Thank you, Mayor. As you know, with the progress on the 40th Street project, the city's had an opportunity to acquire some parcels of land. We have hired the services of Caldwell Banker Commercial to do some additional research along the corridor. And the city's hopes are that we could sit down not only with our consultant, CBC, but also other property owners along the corridor who are interested in doing some development of either their property or redevelopment of parcels of property to ensure that we're all on the same page on what the vision is, what we're hoping to accomplish as a city, to see if we can reach some redevelopment plans along the corridor that the city's ultimately going to be most pleased with. And so what's before you tonight is simply a moratorium on any development-related applications or building permit applications along the corridor. I think the zone is the 40th Street.
General,
thank you. And it's the resolution is for 90 days that there would be a moratorium, unless at some point that moratorium is determined to have run its course or served its purpose, and then it can be terminated and we can move forward. So with that, Mayor, that's why this is before you tonight, and be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions?
One question. I noticed that to go into it, we need the council to go out. It says the moratorium may be lifted by the mayor and city manager. I just wonder if it's something that would be beneficial for the council to be part of when it's lifted.
So the moratorium basically is not to exceed 90 days. I know, though, that mayor and city manager would not lift that without consulting the council. But it would not need the council approval for that.
If I might, Mayor?
Yes.
Part of the reason for that language is that if we believe that the purpose for the moratorium has been met, then I echo the mayor's comments that we would certainly be in touch with you. But that allows us to go ahead and terminate it immediately without having to wait for another meeting where you all can get together to consider it and make it a part of it. So that's the purpose for it. If you want it to come back and be something that you all decide on when it's terminated, you certainly can do that. But that's the reason why in prior moratoriums we've done that, is we, as a city, it's never an easy thing to stop development. And so as soon as we can determine that the needs of the moratorium have been met, and we can release the moratorium and allow folks who may be waiting to move things forward, they can do so. That's the purpose for it, but you can make it whatever you'd like as a council.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Mr. James.
I know one time in the past a moratorium was ended and I wasn't informed, and so I think there is an important point there. In the end, it was fine that the moratorium was lifted. It just didn't feel quite like it should as far as the communication goes. It felt more like that when we did find out, we were being told, not asked. And as long as those conditions are met, I would like to at least hear some evidence of those conditions being met. As those conditions are met, then, yeah, let's move forward. And I think the ordinance does outline those conditions very well. And so I guess we could add some language, if it would make everyone feel better, that I'm not sure exactly what that language would be, but anyway. Does anyone else have any thoughts?
I can provide some suggested language if that's the council's desire.
Or I could just say, we're not going to lift it without telling you. I mean, it's just absolutely not going to.
Mr. Mayor?
Yeah.
I think the council should, just we need to remember that this was actually brought to our attention by Matt. We, none of us had the information in our hands to say, we need to schedule this so that we can get this moratorium, right? I think that the mayor's made it perfectly clear that if he felt it was time, we would all get a text message, we'd be communicating. I think the language is perfectly sufficient for what we're trying to accomplish.
Other questions or comments? Okay, I would entertain a motion then to approve resolution 18-06, declaring moratorium on development of effective building applications for the 40th Street General Zone.
I so move.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? This is a roll call vote. Councilmember Orr?
Yes.
Councilmember Hensley?
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart?
Yes.
Councilmember Strake?
Yes.
Councilmember Howard?
Yes.
Okay. Entertain a motion that we adjourn this meeting.
I move that we adjourn this meeting. Okay.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Strike on festival tonight, yes?